brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. CBD has become one of the world's fastest growing industries, and it's estimated that the UK CBD industry will generate around £690 million in annual sales over the coming year. Yet buying CBD products is somewhat challenging for the consumer, not least because there is no standardised labelling or descriptions for products, and this can be incredibly frustrating for consumers. This is made worse by the lack of regulation and false claims being made by brands despite the growing popularity of the sector. There's no doubt that CBD is a burgeoning industry, but one that people need better education about the products that are available and how they work. Well, I'm joined today by three CBD brands who are seeking better for the industry. Amy Burgess set up LifeSpark CBD so that all her customers would know exactly what kind of quality products they were receiving and could relax, confident in the health and well-being benefits they would experience. LifeSpark CBD is the UK's fastest growing online retailer for one of the only fully organic CBD products in the UK. And Amy has recently launched the UK's first CBD comparison guide. The guide highlights all the important things you need to know to accurately assess the quality of the different CBD brands. It will help you to compare strength, price and quality using 19 different characteristics found within CBD products. From whether it's derived from industrial hemp or specially bred hemp, if it's organically grown, if it includes levels of THC, and this is the component that gets one high, to the carrier oil used and the taste. So to tell us about it, I'm delighted to welcome Amy Burgess to the show. Amy, it's great to have you with me today. Just wanted to start really by talking a little bit about your journey and how you came about into the CBD market.
Well, fantastic. Thank you, Natalie. It's lovely to be on your Natural Beauty Show. So I basically came into it because my partner and I both had significant health issues, and we learned the hard way when our health was at stake. And what happened is we tried six different CBD brands and only two out of the six worked.
Yeah.
So we felt really discouraged with this. And that began to stir up our interest in starting a company only offering the highest quality CBD.
Yeah. Okay. So do CBD products vary quite a lot then? Is that your experience, that there's a lot of variety out there?
There's a lot of variety.
Yeah.
And the CBD industry is unregulated at this point. Mm. There is some legislation that we hope is coming in soon.
Yeah.
But what that means is that anyone and everyone can offer a CBD product. I'd like to just talk about how this unregulated business is a serious problem. Is there is a company called PhytoVista Labs. And in 2019, they did a very clever thing. They purchased 30 high street CBD products. And of the 30 products, six out of 10 were mislabeled. Now what that means, let me give you an example, is specifically one high street pharmacy was selling a CBD product for £90 and it had zero CBD in it. Eight products out of that 30 had solvent and heavy metal contamination. One product had a dangerous level of ethanol, and 13 had illegal levels of THC. So you can hear we're all over the place. And that's because, sadly, there's a lot of cowboys selling CBD.
Yeah, I mean, in an unregulated market, of course, it's open to all sorts of really poor behaviour, isn't it, really? And, you know, for consumers that are looking to utilise CBD products, most people use them for health reasons, don't they? So they're already perhaps battling with health issues, and they're looking for the relief that a CBD product would give them. So actually, you know, hearing that, that's worrying, isn't it, for consumers that are looking at this? That's incredibly worrying.
It really is, because like for people like you and me, we're investing our hard-earned money into a food supplement where we're expecting health benefit and some results.
Yeah.
So if we don't know the quality of the CBD that we're getting, then we don't know what we're actually investing in. Yeah. But even more so, if you're using a product and you're either ingesting it or applying it topically to your skin, and it has any of these toxins or contaminants, that's very worrying, because that'll actually do the reverse of supporting your health.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a bit about your health journey. So you mentioned there that yourself and your partner were suffering with ill health. What was going on with you? What made you turn to CBD for help?
Yeah, it was a kind of zigzag approach is what happened. So in briefly, my health journey, I'm like a cat on my third life.
Okay.
So lucky. Two times I was at death's door. And between medical cannabis and high quality LifeSpark CBD, instead, I'm here talking with you, living my good life.
And looking great, looking very healthy, very vibrant. So that's amazing. That's impressive.
Yeah, I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. With regards to beating the blood cancer, in brief, when I was diagnosed, I was put on to a low dose daily chemo that was supposed to suppress my platelets. Unfortunately, it also suppressed my life. Mm. So years later, 15 actually, while I was on this the whole time, my health started to fail. And that's when I was introduced first to medicinal marijuana. Mm-hmm. I left the country and went to a country where it was legal and I tried it. Long story short, after 15 years on chemo, my bloods were normal after just 7 weeks.
Wow.
My first miracle.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the side effect of that long-term use of the chemo is what gave me the blood cancer that I have now. So what I started to do was to use high-quality CBD once we found that, and then once we started sourcing it. And CBD is working synergistically with my traditional medicine. So it supported it to work for years and to be very effective. And so this was my introduction to the healing power of the hemp plant.
Yeah, that's amazing. And how did it make you feel different, I suppose? You know, if you think about your life pre-CBD and post-CBD, what's the difference that you feel?
Well, one is I instantly felt, and it's often used for anxiety, and I would not consider myself an anxious person per se, but I instantly felt it just quiet down my nervous system, which was really a pleasant experience to have. The other is that it really supports sleep. So I do sleep mostly like a baby. I have my odd nights, you know. Yeah. But the biggest thing is at various times, the doctors would say to me, you know, do you have this pain or do you have that pain? And I'd go, no, I don't have anything. But that was quite remarkable. So it really has addressed those three things. Yeah. And those are the main benefits, but it has addressed those things in me as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just go back to the anxiety. I mean, like you say, most of us, we feel like we're okay, you know, and you know, there are lots of people listening to this show at the moment that are maybe going through a similar medical journey as you or have a very close relative or loved one that is. And, you know, even if you're not in that situation, you know, we're all busy people, aren't we? We're juggling a lot. We're juggling families, careers, the crazy planet that we live on at the moment. And so actually anxiety can be a lot higher than we give it credit for. And what that leads to, like you say, is an overactive nervous system, inflammation in the nervous system that then leads to other issues, doesn't it? Like, you know, the knock-on effect is poor sleep or poor diet or bad choices. And it's a spiral, isn't it? It's an absolute downward spiral. And so in the bare minimum, if CBD enables us to get on top of that underlying nervousness that's there, actually everything else falls into place. That's amazing. I love that. That's something very close to my heart because I know that, you know, I'm a very busy person and juggling an awful lot. So yeah, I can relate to that. So tell me about LifeSpark. How did it come about that you started the brand?
Well, after, as I said, just two out of six products worked, we just said, this is unacceptable. You know, good people are trying to support their health and reach to alternative methods. And so we just really made a heart-centered decision. Let's bring some of the best CBD to the UK market to help as many people as we can with their health issues.
Amazing. And tell me about the products. So you've spoken about, you know, there's different ways that CBD can be taken on the body. How do your products work?
Well, our main product that we sell, our most popular, is the LifeSpark 1000 milligram CBD. It's organic and It's excellent. Well, that you just take sublingually, which means under the tongue. And you just put the amount of CBD that you want under your tongue, hold it for 1 to 2 minutes, and it just kind of absorbs and melts in. And that has fairly quickly, you'll start to notice, you know, just that it's the calming effect.
Yeah, lovely.
And that's also, it goes right into the bloodstream. And so that way, if you've got other issues, pain, sleep, it can start to take effect. The second one that I'd like to tell you about is we have a topical CBD body salve. We call it a fast-acting body salve. It's remarkable. It's much stronger than any competitor out there. And it first thing you notice, it has an enticing aroma of lavender and eucalyptus.
Lovely.
But the second thing that you notice is it just stops pain in its tracks. And that you apply topically. So wherever there's the pain, it could be, you know, your back, your shoulder, your knees, your joints, you just apply it topically. And it's quite remarkable. Within 15, 20 minutes, you'll notice a difference.
Really? Wow. That's great for people that really don't want to go down the traditional pain relief route. You know, that's amazing because like you say, it's natural, isn't it? And is everything within that balm or that salve, sorry, is that naturally derived ingredients as well?
Absolutely. That's one thing that we're very passionate about. We're pure, natural, organically grown CBD or even our carrier oil, because the CBD is in an oil within the bottle. And our carrier oil is organic coconut MCT.
Lovely.
And so through and through, and if I could just speak about organic for one moment, it's really critical because the cannabis or hemp plant, both have a very unusual characteristic. And what that is they absorb everything that they're grown in. So if the soil has been used for other things or has, you know, heavy metals or toxins, that's going to go into the plant. So organic is absolutely a baseline. Unfortunately, you can find quite a few products out there that are not organic.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, that's information that's incredibly valuable to anyone listening into the show is, you know, the quality of the CBD you choose is so, so important as for the reasons you've just highlighted. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And tell me about the CBD comparison guide. So what is this and where can people find it? Because I think that's really important, isn't it?
Yes, we're like thrilled to talk about it because we kept, good-meaning people and retailers didn't know how to discern a high-quality CBD. So we were even finding in retail shops. And it's totally understandable. It's not their job to learn everything about CBD. But because it's unregulated, people can be sold things without knowing what they're getting. And so our guide highlights all the important things that you need to know to accurately assess the quality of different CBD brands. It will help you compare strength, price, quality using 19 different characteristics found within CBD products, from whether it's derived from industrial hemp or specially bred CBD, if it's organically grown, if it includes levels of THC, that's the component that gets one high, down to the carrier oil use and even the taste of the product. So you can find it on our website, which is lifesparkcbd.co.uk.
Amazing. That's brilliant. So anyone new listening in that you know, for whatever reason is sort of thinking about, you know, exploring CBD products, this would be a great place to start, wouldn't it, with your guide? And
with the guide, you'll have to do a little bit of research. So if you're interested in another brand, you go to their website. But you just follow the guide and look up things, and then you can side-by-side comparison, and it can be rather revealing quickly.
Yeah, brilliant. And what do you think the future is for CBD products? I mean, they're relatively young still, aren't they, on the marketplace? So what do you think the future is? Do you think more people will turn to CBD?
They're relatively young in the UK. In the USA, they are extremely well established, and doctors prescribe CBD as part of treatment. So here, it's young, it's growing. Last year was about $690 million in sales in the UK. But the whole industry, they're predicting this year, is going up in the billions when you include all the farming, the agricultural, the production, et cetera, manufacturing. So when you include all of that, it's not just growing, but it's growing at a really rapid rate. We're getting health benefits.
And have you got any plans for any future products that you're going to bring out?
Well, our primary interest, because it is confusing. Get onto a site and you look at these guides and it's, you know, 70 pages and so I can't digest that. Yeah. So our primary interest is welcoming in the new user because we're expanding and growing. So we just want to educate and be kind of that warm voice that says, come in, give it a try, and we'll guide you. We also have a dosing matters chart. So that helps people to discern what is the best level of CBD for their health challenge.
Yeah,
We're also kind of eyeing sports. We're all lovers of sport, and there's so many benefits to the athlete.
Yeah, I can imagine. Just talking about yourself, I mean, for athletes, that's huge, right? I mean, it's a real quick recovery on muscle tears and all sorts there. So that sounds fantastic. Well, I mean, you've come across as a really warm, nurturing, caring brand, which is lovely. And I think for anyone that's new to this and wants to explore and wants to find out more, I think that LifeSpark is a great place to start, actually. It's certainly a website I'm going to go to. I haven't dabbled with any CBD products yet, but I'm suffering the aches and pains that we all do, so it's certainly something I'll look into. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Amy.
Just before we close, I'd like to offer your listeners a discount.
Okay, yeah, brilliant.
In that. So just go to lifesparkcbd.co.uk and pick your product. And at the cart, just use the code NATURALBEAUTY and you'll receive 30% off so that you can start to explore CBD for yourself and high quality CBD.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, that's brilliant. That's giving everyone a massive incentive to go and try things out. So thank you so much for joining me today, Amy. It's been lovely to speak to you.
Thank you. Be full of care.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself on the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchsip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% using the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchsip.co.uk because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Dragonfly is an award-winning CBD skin brand and oils. They are of premium quality and pharma grade, made with natural ingredients by one of the UK's leading CBD manufacturers. Their mission is to help people discover the power of CBD and to create products with purpose. Their mission is to help people discover the power of CBD and to create products with purpose that customers can use with confidence every day. Their products combine the finest organically grown cannabis stevia plant with the cutting-edge extraction and formulation techniques to make what they believe is one of the world's best CBD product. I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Tim Bond, who is a natural health advisor to a brand called Dragonfly. That's the CBD brand. It's lovely to have you on the show today, Tim. Let's start by talking a bit about your credentials and your background in pain management.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for having me on the show. So my name is Tim Bond. So I'm a natural health expert with a particular interest in natural plant-based remedies and treatments. I have a degree in chemistry, a PhD in natural products chemistry, which is really just the natural components from plants and animals with the potential to benefit our health and wellness. And I've got over 25 years experience in this area, which includes CBD.
Okay, excellent. And let's talk a bit about pain, because I know a lot of people use CBD because of its amazing properties in helping to relieve and manage pain within the body. But what is pain? You know, we all experience it, whether it's a headache or joint pains or something more sinister, more serious. How does pain work in the body?
Well, it sounds like a simple question. So what is pain? It's actually quite complicated.
Massive question. Yeah.
pain, obviously pain is an uncomfortable feeling in our bodies as a way of saying something's wrong. So we tend to think of it as two types, acute and chronic. So acute pain is sort of short-lived but severe. So it's touching something which is too hot, jamming your toe in the door, that sort of thing. And it's the body's way of warning you against danger and to avoid things that may injure you, like flames, sharp edges, such as these things. Chronic pain is present for longer periods of time and can indicate that you have a disease or some condition that requires treatment. The feelings can actually range from mild to severe, but it doesn't end there. It's not just the pain. So chronic pain can actually be very, very debilitating. It can stop you doing the things you enjoy. It can lead to sleep loss and even depression unless treated.
Yeah, sure. And I suppose most people, the traditional way that we've all really grown up with is if you're in pain, you take traditional medicines such as paracetamol or ibuprofen. But CBD's really hit the market hard, hasn't it, as an alternative to these quite harsh synthetically derived pain relievers. So how does CBD work?
What we really have here is... as you say, I mean, it's a sort of a little known fact that still about 85% of the over-the-counter medications and even some of the prescription drugs actually come from natural sources traditionally. But what we're very good at as sort of scientists is basically purifying. So we end up, as you say, with tablets, and people tend to take a tablet as quickly to get the pain gone as quickly as possible. And the ultimate sort of, I suppose, issue with chronic pain, and it maybe it's a bit of an extreme example, but if we look at chronic pain, can need stronger medications. And there's a group of medications called opioids. And as we know from the US, hundreds of thousands of people became addicted to prescription opioid pain relief. But even in our cases, something like codeine can actually have other issues. It can be addictive and can lead to constipation. So what we actually find is that, you know, we conducted a survey as Dragonfly CBD. And in that poll, 47% of people said they take painkillers at least once a week, i.e. a tablet form. Although over half of them are actually aware that painkillers have other issues and are actually looking for a safe natural therapy. So CBD products, CBD stands for cannabidiol. It's one of about 113 naturally occurring compounds found in the cannabis sativa or sativa plant. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of species of cannabis, and your viewers will hear about cannabis and be worried about, you know, the feelings of getting high. But cannabis sativa is a plant that actually is high in CBD and is relatively low in THC. THC is tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the active ingredient that does make people feel high. So, but CBD itself does not have any of those psychoactive properties. Right. So the two are actually quite similar compounds, but like many things in nature, just because they're similar doesn't mean they have the same properties. And there are small differences in the structure, which means they have completely different properties. So THC does give you the feeling of the psychotic feeling of being high. CBD does not. But how they interact, actually, there's a very complex cell signaling system in our body is called the endocannabinoid system. It's very complicated, but it plays a role in vital functions such as sleep. And there's two main types of receptors. There's the so-called CB1 receptor. Now, that's concentrated in the nervous system, especially in the brain, and can actually be associated with memory, emotion, and other things. And the CB2 receptors are actually found throughout the central nervous system and immune system. So CBD actually binds differently than THC. So THC binds to the CB1 receptor, the one that we find actually very much a link to emotion and in the brain. And CBD and THC bind to the CB2 receptor. So that's why there are differences in how they impact.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. But I mean, interesting that we've actually got CBD receptors in our bodies. Is that because perhaps throughout our evolution, you know, looking right back in the early stages of mankind, these sorts of plants, of course, have always been in existence on our planet. Is this something that we've used in history as a pain reliever?
It's a really good question. And, you know, entirely different topic, but you know, when we come into things like medicinal cannabis, there are very specific uses, but it's a really good point. And what we do find is, you know, we've developed, and it's a bit of a catch-22 situation, we've obviously developed over millennia in the natural environment, and we have multiple cell signaling pathways. And what we know from food, drink, alcohol, cigarettes, you know, natural compounds do actually have very far-reaching impacts, and because they have similar structures, so a lot of our endocannabinoids are natural in the system, and CBD and THC have related structures, so they can actually interact with those cell signaling pathways.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we talk a lot about supplementation on this show as well, you know, supplements for health and beauty, and I suppose, you know, the term I'd liken that to is the bioavailability of the properties within CBD and THC by the sounds of it. Okay, well, let's talk about Dragonfly products then, and what products they offer, and which products are really their hero products for people.
No, absolutely. So the Dragonfly story actually started out in Bulgaria. It was a very personal journey, actually, with one of the founders, Rados Dragonova, who wanted to actually help his cousin, who actually was suffering from lupus. And lupus is actually, it's currently an incurable condition, which causes joint pain, skin rashes, and extreme tiredness. So Rados, along with his co-founder, Chris, both of them had interests in well-being, and they looked at the literature. They spoke to a lot of academics and other people, and they actually saw there was evidence to suggest CBD can help with pain and inflammation. So that's really where it started. And obviously Rados is from Bulgaria. Bulgaria is one of those countries that people might not know quite a lot of, but Bulgaria actually has the optimal growing conditions for this type of cannabis, Sativa, the one which is high in CBD and low in THC. Both of them were interested in a high quality product. And actually the Dragonfly team control the entire process, which we would term from seed to shelf, and actually use independent laboratories to certify each batch for purity and the absence of THC, which is really, really important. So the Dragonfly CBD oils that was the original product, it was both flavored and unflavored in a number of strengths, depending on the amount of CBD you have in it. They've actually moved that forward to produce a CBD oil with added vitamin D for immune support and bone health. And as you say, they now make a range of skincare products.
I mean, I know the benefits of CBD and skincare have been noted to be quite huge, in that, you know, you mentioned CBD being great at reducing down inflammation. And of course, you know, in an aging skin, in reducing inflammation is a great way of keeping that youthful look, isn't it? Is that something that they think works within the beauty creams they produce?
Absolutely. And that's the reason for its inclusion. And as you say, anti-inflammatory, I think we're in the age now where we're starting to consider, I mean, in you know, broad range inflammation, I think we're starting to get some real insights into how important inflammation is in the inflammatory pathways in our body in a range of health issues. Yeah. So absolutely. So we start off with a very hydrating formula for the skincare, and CBD oil actually is a proven anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. So both of those combined can help the skin maintain its youthful appearance, as well as protecting it from UV damage.
Yeah, amazing. And have you helped them then? Because you mentioned, you know, that you have a background in natural products as well. Did you help with the formulation of these, the skincare range as well?
No, these products are actually sort of being developed by the Dragonfly team themselves. But no, I'm very passionate about the brand. I think it's one of those quality products. And, you know, CBD at the moment is positioned as a food supplement. But products are not allowed to contain any level of THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, the chemical that gives you the high. But having said that, as we know with all regulation, there are some companies which comply better than others. Mm. And Dragonfly CBD is one of those quality companies that actually has a very rigorous approach to this and uses independent laboratories. So for any product the Dragonfly have, there will be a batch number, which will be on the bottle. And actually a certificate of analysis for each batch can actually be either downloaded from Dragonfly's website, or you can call them up and ask them for the information. Yeah. So it's very much looking at third-party independent verification of all the good, correct things they do. And we've also got to look, right now the whole CBD industry is going through the novel foods directive, which is run by the Food Standards Agency. So, you know, we need to sort of keep an eye on this space.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, that's so reassuring because actually, you know, CBD has been sort of heavily on the market, I'd say, over the last few years, and we've all been hearing a lot more about it. And, you know, I myself have been very cautious about, you know, introducing my body to any of these products for the exact reason you've just stated, which is that, you know, it needs decent regulation, and there needs to be stringent testing done on the products to make sure that there isn't the presence of THC and, you know, elements of any of the plants that you just wouldn't want to have affecting you during the day. So it's really reassuring to hear that Dragonfly exists and they're actually taking that very serious lead with it. Also, I read that you're an advisor of Pure Essential. And so can we talk a bit more about that brand and what sort of products they offer?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So what we find with Pure Essential are another sort of very good company focused on actually bringing the benefits of nature into products that actually have real benefits. So their real focus is using 100% pure organic essential oils and plant-based products to formulate, key here, scientifically proven but effective great-smelling products. Yeah. So, you know, again, it's based on good science and wanting to deliver the best products to people. And one thing which I feel especially is important is that they believe in transparency in their supply chains and their ingredients. And they are very much rooted in the science. So since they launched in 2005, they've conducted over 500 studies on the effectiveness and tolerance of their products. And that's been done in collaboration with hospital doctors, especially in France, and also independent researchers. So they've used all of this skill, all this scientific evidence to develop ranges focused on muscles and joints, respiration, relaxation, and purifying, such as their air purifier, and of course, hand sanitizers. And they've all actually launched pre-COVID.
Yeah, I mean, since COVID, of course, we've all become very versed with using the old hand sanitizers. So how effective are hand sanitizers for stopping the spread of viruses like COVID? Do you think they're effective and they actually work?
I think they are. I mean, as we've seen, no one product can actually stop the spread of these viruses. And hand sanitizers are an effective element in terms of the non-pharmaceutical interventions. And obviously, we've seen that along with masks and fresh air. Mm-hmm. And the key really is, as you've alluded to, is to limit the spread. And Pure Essential hand sanitizer has been shown to eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and viruses. So it really is one of those effective methods that we can all very easily use to minimize not only coronavirus, but any virus, really.
Yeah, sure. And what about people that have particularly sensitive skin? Or, I mean, I'm friends with a number of nurses that are having to sanitize, you know, sometimes up to 50 times a day, and their skin's being absolutely drying out with all the alcohol within the sanitizers. Do Pure Essential find this is the case with their particular product, or is it more gentle? I mean, you talked a lot about the benefits of nature that they've brought into their products. Are they more nurturing?
Yes, this one, I mean, the current one with the Pure Essential Purifying Antibacterial Gel has been designed specifically for these reasons. I mean, as you say, we're using more sanitizers than ever. Yeah. We're washing our hands more than ever with soap. So we are going to be getting drying issues with our hands, and especially people who've got sensitive skin. So the Pure Essential product here really has been specially formulated for sensitive skin. So it contains a unique combination of two organic vegetable oils, sweet almond and ricin. And it's also got organic bisabolol in there, which protects sensitive and reactive skin types. So it's very hydrating. It kills 99.9% of bacteria and viruses, and also gives 8 hours of lasting hydration.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm pretty sure anyone that works within the medical profession will be relieved to hear that, that there are products that will actually help them. Well, that's really interesting. I mean, the only thing I've forgotten to ask you so far is for the website addresses for both Dragonfly and Pure Essential. Where can people buy these products?
No, that's great. So obviously the Pure Essential is Well, their headquarters are in France. Mm-hmm. But actually, if you, in terms of the web address, if we look at www.uk.pureessential.com, that takes you to the UK English language website, where you can find out more information and actually buy the products. I mean, one of the ones that I particularly like is their purifying air spray, which contains 41 essential oils. Mm-hmm. And for CBD, it's just dragonflycbd.com.
Lovely. That's nice and easy. Well, thanks ever so much for your time today, Tim. It's been really enlightening, actually, and hopefully people will go away and spend a bit more time researching the benefits of CBD. But thank you very much.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself on the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchsip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% using the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchsip.co.uk because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
Joining me now is Joe Minchin and Lindsay Price from Grassroots Skin. Thanks ever so much for joining me, ladies. I'm incredibly intrigued about this brand. It's very now, definitely, with its way forward. So who wants to start? Tell me a bit about the brand and how it came into existence.
Thank you for having us, firstly. We had always had a very keen interest in CBD and the benefits it has for the skin. And we wanted to have a business that ran alongside our beauty clinics. And Lindsay and I had bashed around the ideas of CBD, but we weren't educated enough on having CBD as ingestibles, as people who take the drops. But we looked into CBD for skincare much, much more. And it was sort of a slow burner and it was growing. And then lockdown happened and we got shut down and we didn't know what to do. It's like, well, this is our opportunity. So what started out really, it was our plan to create a facial. So we got our award in education and training, and we wanted to train the treatments that we carry out and maybe create some sort of facial that was fabulous. And as we were looking into it, what we wanted to do was have a CBD facial, but our clients have certain expectations. Mm-hmm. And being clinics that sell Environ, Lumiere, those sort of things that are cosmeceutical skincare, they expect retinols and vitamin C and, you know, active ingredients for the skin. So whilst we were looking for something that had CBD and cosmeceutical ingredients, we just could not find anything anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it was then light bulb moment. This is our opportunity. This is the breakthrough. Let's incorporate the two together. So we engaged with a CBD expert, a formulator, and we put the two ingredients together, did all our stability checks, and we came up with Grassroots Skin.
Amazing. And Lindsay, tell me about the benefits of CBD for skin. What are the benefits of it?
So CBD, it's really calming for the skin. It's full of antioxidants, it's anti-inflammatory, it's anti-aging, it's antibacterial. So those things work really well with all the other cosmeceutical ingredients that you'd expect, and actually enhance those properties. So we found it's really good for all skin types. Anyone can benefit from having CBD in their skincare. The research is still out there. It's still quite new to the industry. We're still seeing these benefits and people are testing the amounts that work well, you know, to put on the skin along with other ingredients. But there aren't any negative effects of having CBD on the skin. It's a total winner to add into your skincare routine.
And is there a certain amount of education that goes alongside your brand awareness? Joanne, yeah. You're nodding your head. Yeah. What do you need to tell people? Because obviously CBD itself is still relatively new to the marketplace as a whole, isn't it? And so there's people are kind of familiar with the word CBD, but maybe not really understanding what it is, what its derivatives are.
I think some people have heard of the word CBD and some people haven't even heard of that. And then when you explain it's a cannabinoid, and they'll say, what's that? And you say, it's derived from the marijuana plant. It's sometimes. Yeah. But CBD is extracted from the cannabis plant, and there's zero THC in it. So we use CBD isolate, and we have it all third-party tested. And THC is the element that affects your brain. So if you were to smoke a joint or marijuana and have all of those experiences, there's none of that in this whatsoever. And I think people are feared from it. And this is also very difficult for us to educate people. Yeah. When the likes of Facebook, Google, Instagram won't allow you to do any sponsored posts around it, because they're still seeing it as though it's like a drug, and it's not a drug. There's nothing in it that can affect you whatsoever, especially when it's isolate and it's topical. You know, yeah. It goes on the skin. You're not ingesting it. There's nothing in it whatsoever. We actually have cannabinoid receptors in our body. So it's as almost as though we were made to be recepting CBD anyway. But the education around it is, it's like a long slog, but we always knew that it would be.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that was, you know, new to us. We knew that we weren't going to be off to a flying start and selling thousands of bottles a day because people knew about it. We knew it would be a very slow burner, but we just wanted to be the first out the gate. And we know that the more every day people are getting more educated, which they are, the more it will become more, you know, a well-known. There's a reason that CBD industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah. And this is why as well, we've created a training program around our products. So we're aiming to, as well as sell direct to consumers, we're educating salons and clinics to stock our products and learn about CBD and learn about the other ingredients and how they work together, and then in turn educate their clients. Yeah. So we feel this is the quickest way we can get that education out there and reach people directly through clinics and salons.
And also that creates a really lovely platform for people that are maybe a bit uncertain, unsure of how their own skin's going to react to it. They can go and try it, can't they, really, before actually physically buying a product to take home and use again. So that's a really nice way of doing it. So great that clinics are now open and salons are now open for that.
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky, really, that we have that access to other salons. We're in a lot of beauty groups on Facebook, and we can read feedback instantly and, you know, and share experiences. And so, and that was always our business plan, really. Our business model was to do it through other salons. We do sell it direct to the consumer, but it's also, we also sell it direct to salons, and they buy it wholesale. And we just feel that's the quickest way to do education.
So what other brand ethics do you have then? Are there anything that's really important to you as a brand?
Yeah, well, I'm vegan, so we've made sure all of our products are vegan. And packaging is such a big thing. We feel packaging actually is the way that we can have the biggest impact on the beauty industry by using ethical packaging that's either recycled or, you know, recyclable materials or things that can be recycled. Mm-hmm. So they're our strongest ethics, if you like, within the brand, to be vegan, to be recyclable, to be kind to the environment.
No cruelty to animals. And it wasn't easy finding products, bottles and packaging. That was probably one of our biggest slogs. It was easier to put together stability checks and check that the ingredients were safe and everything than it was finding nice bottles that were able to be recyclable. And we've had to go down the route of having glass bottles. Yeah. And they're beautiful, but they're so heavy.
Yeah,
you know, for people who want to travel with them, take our
not
products.
Really practical. Yeah.
No, and we have aluminium for our for two of our products, and everything we tried, we wanted to have PET, the plastic PET, but that you can't find those in the airless pump bottles. Mm. So it was just so difficult, and then you would go to printers who would do boxes, and just at the very last minute, you'd find out that they'll put a film on it. On the box. Yeah. Well, that's not recyclable. And
no, it's frustrating. Actually, you're not alone in feeling like that, because I get a lot of feedback from beauty brands that, you know, they say, you know, we're beauty formulators, we're not packaging experts. You know, we need to go to suppliers to provide this, and the suppliers need to catch up and provide us with sustainable options, and we choose them. You know, we take them. It's
But they're, you know, so, and what they do make that are sustainable, they're so ugly.
Yeah,
just make something attractive and we'll buy it. You know, they really were ugly. And so part of our ethics, we wanted everything to be made in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are. But We could have got really nice bottles from other parts of the world. We could have got packaging from other parts of the world that were recyclable. But here in the UK, it was just, it was, I don't know if it was maybe because it was lockdown as well, but it was really difficult.
Hopefully it's changing, actually. I know COP26 going on and there's a massive call for industries to really up their game. And the hope is that, you know, the UK industries will really pick up and start to feed each other in a more sustainable way. So let's hope so. Well, tell us a bit more about the products in your range. How many products do you have? What sort of products are they?
So we have 8 at the moment. We launched with 7, and then was it late last year, early this year, we launched with our supercharged massage oil. So we had, what we did do was we did eventually, well, not eventually, we did it all side by side, create a facial that goes along. It's called the Grassroots Facial. And the Grassroots Facial was the first SIBPAC indoor CBD facial in the world using cosmeceutical CBD skincare. So each of our range follows the steps of our facial, but we were doing a shoulder and neck massage to start the facial, and we have this beautiful facial oil, but we were using tons of it for this massage, and we were like, we've got to do our own body oil. And people were asking, oh, do you have anything for the body, do you have anything for the body? So we launched early this year the supercharged massage oil, which has 1,000 milligrams of CBD. Comes in a huge 500 ml bottle. But the rest of our range is just for the skin.
It's skin types, isn't it? And we've designed the range so that anyone can use it. They can follow the steps. Some people get confused by skincare. There are so many different products out there. They don't know what to put on when. So we've designed the range so that it's easy to understand. It's easy to use at home, and all of the ingredients are beneficial to, you know, all skin types.
I mean, there's a lot of talk at the moment in the media, thank goodness at last really, about the menopause and perimenopause and, you know, the symptoms of that. And your products sound like they'd be really helpful to women experiencing some of the really common, I think it's about 48 common symptoms of menopause. And it sounds like, you know, a lot of the active ingredients you've got in your products would be incredibly helpful to a woman at that stage in her life.
Absolutely. I think I have about 42 of those symptoms right now as I turn 50 this year. I can vouch for that. Especially like the anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, those sort of things, which are really great for your skin. We own our own beauty clinics, and we treat a lot of women, that the majority of our ladies are around that 45 to 55 age group, and their skin changes dramatically when they go through the menopause. I mean, you can see them over a period of 3 years, their skin change.
You can really
so much.
It's quite
the anti-aging benefits of the retinol and the hyaluronic acid, so the calming effects of the CBD, it works so well for products for that age group. It really does.
Amazing. And where can people find your products? What's your website, and do you sell it anywhere else?
Yep, we have a website, www.grassrootsskin.com, and we also sell it in salons and clinics nationwide who have retail accounts with us, but they can come direct to our website, and we send it out from this lovely place here. I mean,
lovely. That's brilliant. And what about the future? Any plans for any new products on the horizon?
Yeah, absolutely. We're working at the moment on some new products, so hopefully early next year or by maybe spring, we should have some exciting new products to add to the range.
Excellent. So it's worth people having a look at the website and keeping a track on.
It is. And to have a real look around the website, there's some good education in there about CBD. It talks about CBD, and we try and educate on CBD. And we also educate on the ingredients that are in our products. There's also another great page on there that's about charity that we support. So every bottle that we sell, we donate a percentage to the charity Papyrus, which is the Parents Prevention of Young Person Suicide. And we do fundraising. We just had to climb Snowdon in August. We had to climb Snowdon in August for that. And we do things all year round. And that's just something that's also really important to us, that when on day one, when we decided to do this, we knew that we wanted to give something back, and it had to be a charity that was around mental health. And it's an amazing charity. So
Yeah, absolutely.
That's always worth a look out on our website.
I think a lot of people can get behind that one. Well, thanks ever so much for joining me today, ladies. It's a really exciting brand and, like we've said, so topical and fantastic that people can go to your website and use it as an education base as well as trying out some of your products. So brilliant. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much for having us, Natalie.
Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you.